This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And we are here live at Piqua High School, Piqua's Garbury Gymnasium, for our second game here tonight, the nightcap. Here, another WOAC Shelby County League battle, the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks taking on the Jackson Center Tigers. My name's Brandon Coberman, and alongside me, Chuck McBee here tonight. And Chuck, taking a look at this game here for the Jackson Center Tigers. They come in with a win tonight a couple days ago over Springfield Central Catholic, trying to get some momentum going, but like we said before the Botkins game before this, they don't want to look ahead to Saturday and a possible third matchup with the Trojans here. They want to keep their eyes focused on Mississinewa and then turn around and then possibly focus on the Trojans.
Right. Well, Mississinewa, better basketball team than Tri-County North. That's obvious. But Jackson should have the advantage. They got some senior leadership. They got Preston Sayre, who just shoots lights out. So they've got a lot. They got a lot of offensive firepower, and they need to use it tonight. Flatfoot needs to have a big game inside.
Flatfoot, of course, a first-team all-county selection. Sayre, a second-team selection. And Jackson, of course, here by a 59-38 victory over the Springfield Catholic Central Fighting Irish. And on the other side, the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks out of that Western Ohio Athletic Conference, just like Tri-County North. They were about near the middle of the pack. They were 4-7 overall on the season, but they were at a 500 record. Their head coach is Jeff Vaughn, who is from Fort Recovery in his first season back at Mississinewa. Mississinewa led by Scott, he's averaging 13.8 points a game. Ben Hamilton at 10.6 points a game. Those two are really the ones that get this team going. Then after that, you drop down here on Mississinewa's side. Caden Haynes at 5.5 a contest. So Mississinawa obviously going to be the team that is, you know, the underdog here. But like we said, this matches up to be a better game here than the first one we saw.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Tri County North turned the ball 21 times, 15 times in the first half. And Botkins just shot the ball really well in the second half. So it got to the running clock. Jackson's going to have to, they want the same thing. They want to have a good start. They want to kind of put the thumb on them, let them know that, you know, they're a better team, and then play a lot of kids and keep everybody as rested as you can for noon on Saturday.
Well, from storm doors to garage doors, the Franz Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, efficiency, using the highest quality build-up components for these two teams tonight. The key building components for the Jackson Center Tigers are, again, getting off to a fast start and rebounding and really staying within themselves. On the other side for Mississinawa, it's to limit the turnovers, you know, avoid Jackson Center getting on a run and, like I said, hitting those free throws, limiting the turnovers. The little things Mississinawa needs to do really to keep this game a close contest.
Yeah, well, they need to shoot the ball well. They need to defend. They need to wield the arc because Hyde Camp's a really good three-point shooter. We talked about Preston Sayre. They just shoot the ball really well. So they got to guard the arc, and that gives Platfoot a chance to roam free in the middle.
Well, these are the key components of the game here tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Franz Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thanks to Ken Francis and all the staff and associates at Franz Schulze and Rushi. Franz Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists every year. Of course, this is the first the second game here tonight will be the district final here on Saturday, of course, here on March 1st. Here we have the other district final game tomorrow night. That'll feature Fort Laramie and Franklin Monroe, which will be here on Scores Broadcast tomorrow night. Of course, the other district final, Rushi taking on the Cincinnati College Preparatory Academy. They're at Milford. And then, of course, having a team coming over from the Central District. And then the regional semifinals for Division 7 at Butler before capping off with a regional final at the Wright State Nutter Center on March 8th. So some good basketball coming up here the next 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, this is my favorite time of the year. I love the tournament. The OHSAA has tried to ruin it, but I think even though they have no idea truly of what they're doing with these seven divisions, it's still playing out. It's still fun to come and watch.
We're going to step aside here. We'll come back for our starting lineups and tip off here next. You're listening to ScoresBroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Well, the Shelby County Veteran Services at 133 South Avenue in Sydney provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Shelby County Veteran Services is here to ensure you receive the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office, 937-498-7282. That's 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more information, visit our website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org or look for us on Facebook. Serve our country. We're here to serve you. Also, the Schaefer Market is your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market on South Main in Fort Laramie has truly gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves and inside the market. So we now offer winter meats, Mahaffey pies, Weaver Brother eggs and cheeses, and Hunt Brothers pizza. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today and see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated at Schaefer Market in Fort Laramie is your new community go-to store. Take a look at our starting lineups here. First, for the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks, number 0, a 5'7 freshman, Cole McLaughlin. Number 1, a 5'9 sophomore, Caden Haynes. Number 4, a 5'9 sophomore, Elliot Subert. Number 11, King Scott, a 6-foot sophomore. And rounding out the lineup, number 24, a 6'6 freshman, Ben Hamilton. So a very young team for Mississinewa. I was talking to some players from a fellow WOAC school today, and they said, Mississinewa, young team, potentially be pretty good in the future.
Well, they start with 2 freshmen and 3 sophomores, so that's about as young as you can get.
And sat at the 500 mark. A couple teams they were ahead of in the WOAC Conference National Trail, Twin Valley South, and SUNY and Tri-County North. But hopefully you know you're moving up the ladder and getting into the Tri-Villages of the world in the WOAC Conference. But we take a look at our starting lineups here for Jackson Center. Number 4, a 6'1 senior, Lucas Heitkamp. Number 10, a 6'1 junior, Preston Sayre. Number 32, Dane Reese, a 6'7 freshman, or 6 foot freshman, excuse me. Number 24, a 6'7 senior, Reed Platfoot. And number 42, a 6'3 junior, Carter Kloppenstein. The starting lineups here tonight as we get ready to go between Mississinawa and Jackson Center. Winner gets a date with the Botkins Trojans at noon on Saturday. Of course, Jackson Center and Botkins played each other twice in the regular season, each one on their home court. I know I called that first contest against them. You guys called both contests, I believe, against them. So I know Jackson Center's thinking about it, but man, if that game happens, man, it is going to be an electric atmosphere at Piqua here Saturday.
This place will be full. It'll be like the old days.
Well, Platfoot and Hamilton meet center court, and the tip is controlled by the Tigers. Of course, a more veteran than these Blackhawks. The young team at the 500 mark. Dane Reese out front. Heitkamp's got it inside from Platfoot back to Heitkamp. Tigers working around Lucas Heitkamp. Three-pointer from the corner is good. Gets the starting scoring here for the Jackson Center Tigers. 3-0 Tigers here quickly. Comes the Mississippi Valley Blackhawks. King Scott out front. Scott will work it over to Caden Haynes. It back out over to McLaughlin. Cole McLaughlin, the 5'7 freshman, works it back towards the top of the key, back to King Scott. Scott, the top of the key, weaves back out, weaves on the inside, back to McLaughlin. Back over to Caden Haynes. Patient first possession here from Mississinawa. 6:55 to go in the first quarter. Scott on the inside, jumper, high arcing jumper is no good, and Heitkamp pulls down the board. How quickly it is Preston Sayre. Sayre weaves in and out. Back out to Carter Kloppenstein. Back over to Heitkamp. Wraps on the inside to Reed Platfoot. Platfoot shot's no good. And the rebound goes down to Mississinawa. Out front, McLaughlin. Up, it's back over to Caden Haynes. Haynes back over to McLaughlin. Blackhawks trying to get on the inside. Scott, foul line extended, steps through, gives it over to Ben Hamilton.
Well, I think this plays into the hands of Mississinawa. Just, they need to score, but if they take this much time.
They're working to their advantage, and Subert's three is no good. Rebound out to Platfoot. Spinning in the lane, Carter Kloppenstein. His shot's no good. Rebound goes down to the Blackhawks. Here comes McLaughlin up ahead. McLaughlin to the left side, weaves in the lane. Looks to go final lane extended. Back out to Caden Haynes. Inside shot blocked by Platfoot. Rebound goes back down to Mississinawa. Look to set up their offense. It's been a slow offense here from Mississinawa so far, and King Scott scores to get the Blackhawks on the board at the 5:18 mark of the first quarter.
Tough shot.
King Scott, just a 6 foot sophomore. Side Kloppenstein back to Platfoot. Over to Kloppenstein, over to Reese. Reese tries to get on the inside, he'll turn it over to the Blackhawks. There's the Blackhawks trying to work on the inside. Over to McLaughlin, back to King Scott. Haynes spins on the block, going up. Shot is short, and Sayre gets it. Here comes Preston Sayre. Sayre with a full head of steam, going to that short corner on the inside to Reed Platfoot. Platfoot doubled on the inside, and he is fouled out front here by the Blackhawks. Elliot Subert. As Botkins, or sorry, excuse me, Jackson Center will have it out for their own basket. Reese in the corner, kicks it to Heitkamp. Heitkamp, the triple try, got it! Lucas Heitkamp with 2 3-pointers for the Jackson Center Tigers here early on.
He's a senior, come back, starting 3 years. Yeah, he's a veteran.
Heitkamp, of course, a three-year letter winner now and started really the last 2 years and was a big role player. Him and Reed Blackfoot both on that Jackson Center team that went to the regional finals, finished 26-2 for the last year of the Scott Elkert era. As the shot no good by the Blackhawks, Reed Blackfoot with the rebound. He dribbles up the floor. Looks down to Preston Sayre on that right wing. Dane Reese in the corner. Over to Reed Blackfoot. He gets it to Reese. Reese loses the basketball. And Misiwawin trying to pick it up. Steps on the baseline.
Not a whole lot of excitement in the gym right now. It's kind of dead.
No, there's not a whole heck of a lot of people here tonight. Kind of a quiet night here in the Carberry. Heitkamp back out front. 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Heitkamp drives on the inside. Kicks it to Flatfoot. Flatfoot looks to drive back to Kloppenstein. Over to Heitkamp. Foul line extended jumper. But someone who is not quiet early on is Lucas Heitkamp. Lucas Heitkamp's got 8 points.
He's up 8-2.
All 8 points, like Chuck said, for Jackson Center coming via Lucas Heitkamp. 8-2 here over Mississinawa Valley. King Scott on the inside. The turnaround. His shot is up and in. And shot by King Scott. The deficit now cut down to 4 for Mississinawa. 3:02 to go here in quarter one, 8-4. Tigers ahead. Sayers got it in the short corner. Passes to Kloppenstein for a three. His shot's off the mark. And the rebound goes down to Caden Haynes. And Haynes, top of the key, back out over to King Scott. Post entry pass goes up over to Ben Hamilton. Hamilton on the inside, back to Scott. Scott looks to take the three, but he left his feet. Good call by the official out front. Coach Javon trying to make a point to the official there that he never left his feet.
Oh, he traveled. He's right in front of us.
Yep.
Kevin Ferrer, he's not going to miss that call. He's a good official.
We got substitution with 13, Brendan Sayre in the lineup. Heitkamp has out front. Back to Brendan Sayre in the corner. Out Kloppenstein in the corner. Dane Reese. Sorry, that's Preston Sayre from the corner. Preston Sayre buries a three, and the Tigers up 11-4. Sayre now the first person not named Lucas Heitkamp to score for Jackson Center. 11-4 now our score here on sportsbroadcast.com. Out front, King Scott with it. Scott dancing with Heitkamp at the top of the key. Foul line extended. Back over to Ben Hamilton. Back over on the inside, McLaughlin. McLaughlin, on the inside, shot up, no good, and Platfoot gets the rebound. Shot just hurried there a little bit. Heitkamp gets it back to Platfoot. The inside, nice post entry pass to Kloppenstein.
Wow.
He kisses it off the glass and scores. Jeff Vaughn wants a timeout. We'll take it with him. 1:31 to go here in the first quarter. Jackson Center ahead, 13-4 over Mississinawa Valley on scorespodcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Well, a proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com is Schaefer Oil and Propane in Fort Laramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil is also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. This is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many other great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Propane in Fort Laramie, energy for today and tomorrow. As we come back to play here, it's 13-4. Jackson Center for Mississippi, make it 13-6, and just an off-balance shot hit there by Ben Hamilton. He was expecting some contact, And we got a player control foul here on Jackson Center. That's going to go against, looks like, Carter Koffenstein or Reed Platfoot. I don't know.
He's a Platfoot, yep.
See, held up the two and the four, and I didn't know if it was Koffenstein or Platfoot. I couldn't differentiate there.
Which end? That shot by Hamilton. He was in the lane for about 9 seconds, pivoting before he finally made the basket.
Blackhawks got it out front. Post-entry pass on the inside to the aforementioned Hamilton. He'll take the jump shot. It's no good. Rebound down to Heitkamp. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Here comes Blackfoot. Back out to Heitkamp. Winner gets a district final date here with Botkins here at noon on Saturday. Platfoot back out to Kloppenstein. Over to Platfoot. Camp out front. Second year coach Aaron Kloppenstein giving the instructions. Here comes Heitkamp dribbling around the defense to the basket. Shot no good. Kloppenstein trying to tip it back in. And we've played 8 minutes here at the Garbury. 13-6 lead for the Jackson Center Tigers over the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks. We'll step aside and come back with the second quarter of action here next on ScoresPodcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com as we begin the second quarter of action here at Pickles Garbury Gymnasium District semifinal action here. Brandon Coverman, Chuck McPhee giving you the action here. 13-6 Tigers over the Blackhawks, and kind of a quiet first quarter for really most of the players offensively, except for Lucas Heitkamp. He had a pair of triples and had a bucket as well, so 8 points for him in the first quarter. But like I said, just kind of seems stagnant in here tonight.
Yeah, it's very, very calm.
Hamilton shot no good. Rebound down to Dane Reese. All over to Reed Platfoot. Platfoot's three-pointer off the mark. No good. Rebound goes down to Caden Haynes. King Scott, the three. He's got it. King Scott with 7 points now, and the Blackhawks back within three or four.
Yeah, he's a sophomore, and I'll tell you what, he's pretty impressive.
You see the offense really goes through him, Scott averaging 13.8 points a contest. Heitkamp out front. Pressure's drive, kicks it out to Reese. Cross court over to Carter Kloffenstein. In the corner, Preston Sayre, that's his spot, and it's no good. Rebound on the weak side to Platfoot. Count it and one.
Okay, that's what Reed needs to do. That's his first basket. He needs to not shoot threes. He needs to be inside because he can dominate the inside. He's stronger than anybody else out there.
Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, and all the kids and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style your smile, beautiful hair, and beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. Owner and stylist Doug Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. It's handicap accessible. Yes, 40 years at Cutaway Styling. At Cutaway Styling Salon, our experience your style, and we'll help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. As he got miss off the flat foot free throw, and Hamilton at the line connects on the first one. As coming into the lineup now, Jackson Beanblossom.
He looks younger than the rest of them.
He's only 5'7". Let's Cole McLaughlin at 5'7", but I don't think he looks as short as Cole McLaughlin.
I like the name Bean Blossom.
I do, too. And they hit both free throws here. As Hamilton is 15-11 with 6:06 to go to the halftime break. Dane Reese with the basketball. Back out over to Carter Kloffenstein. Kloffenstein looks to drive. Gets it out over to Preston Sayre. Sayre to the basket. Nice take by the junior, Preston Sayre. He's got 5 points now. Jackson Center lead back up to a half dozen.
He has progressed from a three-point shooter to a scorer on the basketball floor. He's fun to watch.
He got up about halfway through varsity. He split some time between varsity and JV last year and has excelled in his role as a starter all-league selection. King Scott with a jump shot from the right elbow is no good. Rebound out to Lucas Heitkamp, out to Sayre. On the inside to a posting up Reed Blackfoot. And his shot's no good, but a good look on the inside, nonetheless, for Reed Blackfoot. As the Blackhawks pull down the rebound. On front, goes over to Caden Haynes. Haynes on the right wing, looking to drive. Look over to Connor Hardy, who's in the lineup. On Jackson Beanblossom. Over to Ben Hamilton. Back out to Beanblossom. Said Mississinawa's offense has really been, it's kind of a slow developing offense too. It's just a long, long offense.
Seems like they just probe. They probe and try to get the ball. A mistake by the defense.
The top, here comes Beanblossom with that drive on the inside. Kisses it high off the glass. And scores. Just Jackson Beanblossom.
Just like that.
Yeah. He catches the defense sleeping. Beanblossom got the edge and he kisses it high off the glass. Platfoot. Nice pass to Kloffenstein. His shot's no good, but he's fouled. Platfoot was triple teamed there.
Yeah, he did a good job of finding Kloffenstein. He was in trouble. He wasn't going to get a shot off.
So Carter Kloffenstein at the line looking to add to the Tiger lead here. 17-13 with 4:09 to go in the half as Kloffenstein nails the first free throw. Cole McLaughlin in. Caden Haynes will get a breather. Tigers looking to notch their 15th win of the season here. As Kloffenstein hits both free throws here. And Jeff Vaughn wants a timeout. We'll take it with him. 4:09 to go here until half. Jackson Center up 19-13 on Mississinawa Valley. Here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Back here on ScoresBroadcast.com, 4:09 to go to halftime here in the first half. Jackson Center ahead of Mississinawa 19-13. So the game leading up to obviously a closer billing than the running clock we had in the first game between Tri-County North and Bakken's, Chuck. So, you know, but it's a slow developing offense here and Mississinawa just trying to hang around here.
Well, King Scott is the difference. Neither team has King Scott, and he's a heck of a basketball player for a sophomore.
That ball stolen by Reed Platfoot here. Reed Platfoot barreling in the lane, wanted to dunk, but he just lays it in instead through the contact and scores. Reed Platfoot 6'7", first all-team Shelby County League. King Scott gets it at the top of the key. He looks to drive on the inside. Picks it out. Great pass in the corner, but the shot is no good there by Jackson Beanblossom. Lucas Heitkamp is off and running. Eichen stops at the top of the key, kicks it to Carter Klopfenstein. Deep two is buried by Carter Klopfenstein, and Coach Jeff Vaughn wants to take another timeout. We'll step aside with him. 3:16 to go to half. Jackson Center ahead by 10 here on scorespodcast.com.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Oh, 3:12 to go to halftime here. A 23-13 Mississinewa Valley trailing the Jackson Center Tigers here. As, you know, a little bit of that offense picks up for Jackson. They get some transition points there and some good looks in transition there, Chuck.
Yeah, well, they ran the floor, and that's what they need to do. They were not running their half-court offense incredibly well.
Blackhawks have it out front. Go to the left side, try to spin, look to give it to King Scott. Dane Reese pokes that one on the floor. Oh, we got a jump ball. And the arrow, let's see, it favors the Tigers. So nice play by the freshman, Dane Reese, to jar that one loose.
Yeah, it's only the third turnover by Mississinewa. They're playing pretty well for as young as they are. And great job by ball boy going out there and getting the wet spot up.
He's always out there cleaning stuff up. I know
they got a home mop. Yeah.
They got a mop at home when they play. Sarah on the inside. Nice feed to Reed Platfoot, who kisses it high off the glass. In the Jackson Center lead has grown to a dozen.
Yeah, Reed's got six now here in the quarter.
So what was all of a sudden a four-point lead for Jackson Center has morphed to 12. Cole McLaughlin with it. Get it out. Back up over to King Scott. Scott will give it up over to Elliott Subert. Subert looking to drive. Subert back up over to Cole McLaughlin. McLaughlin, foul line extends, got his shot blocked by Klopfenstein. Flatfoot trying to get it, and he is fouled there by Mississinewa.
Still calm. I think that's only the second team.
We got a substitution in. Jackson Davis, the 6'3 senior in the lineup for Jackson Center.
Referee's doing a good job because they're not calling a lot of fouls. I like that. They're letting them play.
Yep.
Calling what's obvious.
See Mississippi mix it up into a 2-3 zone here.
Yep.
You see, I've seen Jackson Center have some relative success on these last few possessions to mix things up defensively, to not let this game get away from them here in the first half. 90 seconds to go till halftime. Flatfoot out in the short corner. Flatfoot splits the defense. Klopfenstein catches and shoots. Too much on that one. Reese gets the long rebound, though. Out over to Reed Flatfoot. Flatfoot back to Heitkamp. Jackson Davis left wing. His shot's short, and the rebound goes down to Mississinewa. Big stop for the Blackhawks here. McLaughlin out front. Over to King Scott. To the left side. Three-pointer is short. Long rebound down to Reed Flatfoot. Flatfoot looking to run the floor in the middle of the lane. Going up. Off balance. Shot rolls in for Reed Flatfoot. What a play there by Reed Flatfoot. Lane similar to what we saw in that first game from Colin Dosek and Eli Pitts.
Yeah, that was pretty athletic.
And Flatfoot now with 8. 27-13 our score. Tigers ahead of the Blackhawks. They have outscored 14-7 Mississinewa this quarter. Shot up, no good, but going to the line will be Elliott Subert. And Super, well, 1.7 points a contest as 70% from the free throw line. Mississippi Senior shoots 65% past a team from the charity stripe.
Brooklyn Subert played last night for the girls. I'm assuming that there's some kind of family. If there's not a brother, it's got to be somebody.
I would assume that too. From Connor Hardy in the lineup, 6 foot sophomore. Yes. Free throws hit there by the Mississippi Valley Blackhawks by Subert. Of course, those Mississippi Valley girls take on Fort Laramie Saturday at 5 o'clock in a game you can hear here on sportsbroadcast.com. Eichamp has it out front. Eichamp will give it to Sayre. His patented deep three-point shot from the right wing is no good. Rebound goes down to Mississippi. Here comes Cole McLaughlin. Cole McLaughlin going to fire it at the horn. Off the back of the iron and no good. We've played one half here at the Garberry Gymnasium. Our score, Jackson Center 27, Mississippi 15. You're listening to scores.broadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
And back here on scoresbroadcast.com, our halftime report is brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and the Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie. Chuck, let's take a look at some of our first half numbers here.
Well, the Tigers have a 15-7 rebounding advantage and 4-0 on the offensive boards. The Tigers turned it twice. Mississippi only turned it three times in the first half. Good job of handling the basketball. 2-3 from the free throw line for the Tigers. Blackhawks were 4-4. Individual scoring, King Scott led them with 7. They got 4 out of Ben Hamilton, and then 2 each from Subert and Bean Blossom. They scored 6 and 9, 15 for the first half. Jackson Center had 2 with 8. Heitkamp had 8 in the first quarter, and Flatfoot had 8 in the second quarter. They got 6 out of Kloppenstein, 5 from Preston Sayre. They scored 13 and 14. They lead it 27-15 at the half.
Well, of course, our halftime report brought to you by Botkins, by Chippewa Construction in Botkins and Borchers Family Forest Center in Fort Laramie, 27-15, Jackson Center ahead of Mississippi. We'll step aside and come back with our second half of action. You're next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Halftime here at Garberry Gymnasium. Getting ready for the second half of action here between Mississinawa and Jackson Center. Our score here at halftime, 27-15. Jackson Center over Mississinawa. And a lot of action happening here on Sports Broadcast coming up here starting tomorrow night in the district finals for boys. The Franklin Monroe Jets take on the Fort Laramie Redskins in the district final here at Piqua at 7 p.m. tip-off, so about a 6:20 airtime. A lot of WOAC and Shelby County just going at each other lately. Yep. Then on Saturday, come back here at noon, we'll have the winner of this game versus Botkins. And then going down at 5 o'clock at Vandalia Butler High School, Fort Laramie taking on these Mississinawa Valley Blackhawks in girls basketball regional final action Division 7. So a lot of tournament basketball happening, and Ben Hamilton kisses it high off the glass to start the second half here for Mississinawa.
Well, I tell you what, Hamilton's made two really tough shots in defensive traffic.
Mississinawa has switched to a zone here as Flatfoot on the inside. Count it and one for the senior Reed Flatfoot. Going to Mount Vernon Nazaria next year. Flatfoot in double figures. Puts free throws up and in. He's got 11, leading all scorers.
Yeah, that's all in the second, and now it's the beginning of the third quarter.
Blackhawks working around here. Hamilton up top, over to McLaughlin. Over top of the key, over to Caden Haynes. Over here comes Hamilton on the inside. And Elliott Super post-entry pass to Hamilton. We got a reach foul. Still going to go against Reed Flatfoot.
That's a silly foul.
Of course, the boys, like we were talking about games coming up, the boys regional tournament will happen at Vandalia Butler High School, the semifinal round. And assuming that Rushi beats Cincinnati College Prep, he'll play at 6 o'clock against winner out of a Central District final. We'll have that game at 6 o'clock as long as Rushi wins tomorrow. As shots off the mark by Mississinawa. And then regional semi-final action will be Botkins. Whoever wins out of Botkins or one of these two teams here that are playing versus we have would be versus either Laramie or Franklin Monroe. Whoever wins tomorrow night's game would play in a regional semifinal on Tuesday night. That's one thing with this new format. The turnarounds are a lot shorter as we see Dane Reese limping off the floor for Jackson Center.
Yeah, he's in pain. He's got that grimace on his face.
And not what Jackson needs. They are really hurt for depth here so far. We got a travel by Sayre underneath the basket. Jackson Center's really hurt for depth. They've lost some players here. Cooper Hartle lost some snap over the course of the season. They really are digging down here for depth.
Well, they got a freshman, Sayre, playing, and he wasn't playing early in the season.
In front, try to get on the inside. Reed Flatfoot breaks it up and takes it away. Here comes Flatfoot in the open court. Gives it up to Lucas Heitkamp. Stops in the lane. Gives it out to the younger Sayre. Here, I'm blanking on his name. That's all my roster in front of me. Gives out. Well, that's Brendan Sayre. I've got too many papers in front of me. Nice. Heitkamp. Top of the key. Over to Brendan Sayre, right wing. Mississinawa still in that zone.
Yeah, they couldn't match up, so the zone is a good choice.
Corner three. Bullseye right in front of the Jackson Center student section for Preston Sayre.
That's the only bad thing about a zone. You give up some open threes.
And Preston Sayre can shoot them. It's one of the best shooters in the area. King Scott, his shot is off the mark, and Preston Sayre the rebound. Here he comes up ahead quickly. One-handed pass is tipped by MV and going to stay here with the Tigers.
We'll tell you what, this Ben Hamilton, 6'6 freshman, he's going to put on probably 20 pounds in the next year and a half, and he's going to be a stud.
Coffinson gets it to Sayre, but he was just out of bounds.
Yeah, you can't jump in. You got to establish both feet before you can touch the ball.
Still looking, Dane Reese is kind of below, still wobbling around there. So we go to Troy Opperman, and the athletic trainer taking a look at him for Jackson Center. When we talk about good Jackson Center basketball, Troy Opperman was a player back in his day.
Oh, yeah.
And very good on the team that went to the state finals in 2012 for legendary coach Scott Elkert. Shot up and in. There, that one by Cole McLaughlin for three. Mississinawa, even though they've only scored 20 points, has hit some tough shots here tonight. He's up the deficit to 13 with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 33-20 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Brandon Coverman and Chuck McBee giving you the district semifinal action. Tigers working around on the inside. Putt foot up and in.
That's the strength I'm talking about that Hamilton is going to gain through the next year or so that Flatfoot has now.
Flatfoot, of course, has played 3 years on the varsity roster, played on that very good senior-heavy team when he was a sophomore 2 years ago as a role player off the bench and filled that role very well for a team that went 26-2 and were regional finalists that year. The point shot is up and in. That's McLaughlin again, who cuts the deficit now to a dozen. So playing a little tit for tat here is Mississinawa Valley, trying to shoot their way back into this ball game, facing a 12-point deficit nearly halfway through the third quarter. Brendan Sayre out on the right wing, back to Lucas Heitkamp. To Brendan Sayre, he's going to try to join the three-point party, and he does. There's some hot shooting here going on here at the Garbury Gymnasium. Brendan Sayre joins the party.
Yeah, the offense is picking up here in the second half.
And if Brendan can shoot anything like his brother, look out. Laughlin, short corner, gets it on the inside to Hamilton. Great defense by Flatfoot, but Hamilton muscles his way to the basket. Boy, nice play by Hamilton. Yeah. And Reed Flatfoot played about as good as defense as you could ask for.
Yeah, I like this Hamilton kid. Him and King Scott, what a combination they're going to be in the future.
Yeah, at least two more each of those two together. Three-point shot Sayre, and his little brother is going to go and get the rebound in the corner. Sayre back to Flatfoot. Flatfoot on the inside, takes the jump shot off the glass. No good. Here comes King Scott with the rebound. Scott up ahead, and Mississinawa turns it over. And substitution coming in, number 5, Ashton Amspaw. And a 5'9 sophomore. Only one senior on this roster for Mississinawa, Ethan Groh. That player, and we haven't even seen Ethan Groh yet. So kind of like Tri-County North here from earlier, it seems like the theme of the WOAC is a lot of the youth.
Yep.
And a lot of the levels.
But you got to get better. You get better during the season, but when you gain your best is in the offseason. You need to play.
Brendan Sayre, right wing three. His shot's no good. Carter Klopfenstein the rebound. Back to Preston Sayre in the corner. He's got it. Jackson Center back up to a 16-point lead off a three by Preston Sayre. Boy, that's the thing with switching to that zone, Chuck. Man, you are letting Preston Sayre unleash.
Yep, and the one that hadn't taken a shot since the beginning of the game is Heitkamp.
Yeah, he had 8 points. He had the first 8 points of the game. Elbow jumper by Scott is off the mark. Here comes Heitkamp up to the foul line. And speaking of Heitkamp, yep, I think he just needed to give him a shout-out.
He heard me. He goes, okay, Chuck, I can get you a layup.
Yeah, the All-County Selection second teamer is on the board here in the second half. To 10 points here. There's Hamilton on the inside. Hamilton working to the basket. Now kicks out to King Scott. We'll give out to Cole McLaughlin. McLaughlin, top of the key, gets it to Amspaw in the corner of Hamilton. He's going right at Reed Flatfoot to the basket, and he is fouled by Reed, and we'll go to the line for two. serving the region since 1972 and celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been one of the two or three most valued insurance agencies in the area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance need. Phone 937-492-1857. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Both free throws off the mark there, though, for Miss Sinawa.
Yeah, but it was a good sign, though. Dane Reese has checked back into the game.
Absolutely important for Jackson that they have him. Preston Sayre high off the glass. What a shot. And like you said, Chuck, he has developed that drive to the basket well this year.
Yep. Used to be just a three-point shooter. Now he's become a complete basketball player.
So flat foot and Heitkamp and Sayre all in double figures. A couple shot attempts off the mark by Sinawa. So Hamilton cleans up here. We got a full timeout here by Miss Sinawa. We'll take it with them 45-27. Jackson Center over Mississinawa Valley here on scorespodcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Back here on Scores Broadcast, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system here at Piqua High School. And district semifinal action, of course, the winner will get the Botkins Trojans Saturday here at noon. Here, looking like that's going to be Jackson Center with that 18-point lead, 45-27 with 1:24 here left in the third quarter. And if that would happen, it would be the third matchup between Jackson Center and Botkins, who each won on their home turf in the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, they have a neutral floor, and just getting the Shelby County League in a district final like that is just so much fun.
Ball poked away here. Everyone hits the deck. Preston Sayers got it. It's a jump ball. Arrow favors the Tigers.
I never understood when you're laying there with the ball and somebody's allowed to jump on top of you to tie you up. That's a foul.
Sayers in the corner. They get it to Heitkamp. Good design here to use the strength of Lucas Heitkamp. Beautiful draw up there by Coach Aaron Kloppenstein to the bucket.
Yeah, the Tigers playing offensively here in the third quarter, playing really well.
That is 12 points now for Lucas. After he had the first 8 points of the game for Jackson Center. With an 8-2 lead at one point, all came off the hands of Lucas Heitkamp. Out front, here comes the Blackhawks. Goes out to King Scott. Looks back over to Jackson Bean Blossom, who's in the lineup. It's over to Connor Hardy for three. It's off the iron, no good. Here comes Preston Sayre, gives it up to Lucas Heitkamp. Lucas Heitkamp in the lane, spins over to Dane Reese. Reese, the three! He buries it right in front of the bench. And what an excellent third quarter this has been for Jackson.
I think that is 23 points now for the quarter.
It sure is. That's what I have down as Dane Reese cracks the box score. Three off the mark, no good. It's off of Sayre. It'll stay with the Tigers as Jackson Davis will come back in. 23 points after only scoring 27. I mean, only scoring 27 in the first half, but 23 points.
Yeah, 27 is not a bad half. But 23 is a good quarter.
Get it to King Scott in the corner. King Scott the jumper in and out. Heitkamp is fouled.
No, they called it on him.
Oh, they called it on Heitkamp. Thank you. here goes into Connor Hardy. Hardy looking to go right at Dane Reese. And there's a foul going to be called out front on Dane Reese with 0.3 seconds left in the quarter.
And it's still out of bounds, so that wasn't a terrible foul. 0.3, they're allowed to catch now. They don't have to tip it.
Hamilton will sub back in. Reed Platfoot back in for the Tigers.
Here comes Hamilton.
You have to assume say something to him, possibly to end the quarter here. It's a lob into him. He won't even be able to get a shot off. And the Jackson Center explodes for 23 points to blow this game wide open, 50-27. We'll step aside and come back with the fourth quarter of action. You're next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
And back here to begin the fourth quarter of action here between Jackson Center and Mississinewa, 50-27. Our score, the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks trail the Jackson Center Tigers here on ScoresBroadcast.com. My name is Brandon Coverman, alongside me Chuck McBee. And as we begin this fourth quarter of action, and the overwhelming veteran presence of the Jackson Center Tigers just really overwhelmed Mississinewa that third quarter as King Scott will get the hoop in the harm.
We just look out there and look at the Mississinewa kids. It's almost like watching a freshman game. As young, they just look so young.
The village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern United States. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoding, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools for free. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main Street for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. You can also contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Tool Machine Services is pleased to participate in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. So Scott misses the free throw, and Mississinewa came down and got a bucket there as Platfoot is fouled. And Mississinewa not pleased with that call there.
Well, I mean, he was off balance. He's kind of backing in. If they hadn't made the call, I wouldn't have been upset.
That's Hamilton's fourth foul. That's Platfoot at the line. It's short there.
Almost shot it. Almost an air ball.
Platfoot on the season is 65% from the line. Platfoot's second free throw. Boat short again. Carter Kloppenstein with the rebound, and he kisses it off the glass. What a nice basket by Carter Kloppenstein.
Yeah, he missed both free throws, and then somebody picks you up. That's what teammates do.
Sends the lead back out to 21 for the Tigers. The basket shot no good due to contact. It'll stay missing a lot of basketball here.
Yeah, there was an awful lot of contact right
there.
There
was. Well, inbounding goes to the top of the key, and we got a foul here that's going to go against Jackson Center. That's going to go against Preston Sayre.
Yeah, he got tangled up, but knocked Haynes to the ground, but he did a nice job helping him up.
Ball inbound, it goes back to Elliott Subert. Subert gives up over to Cole McLaughlin. McLaughlin on the exchange, back to Subert. Subert drives on the inside, looking for Hamilton. Kick back out to King Scott. Scott over to Cole McLaughlin. Goes around the defense, drives, trying to go against Kloppenstein. Kicks it to Hamilton. Hamilton playing with those four fouls, and he walked. Well, 6:02 to go here. Tigers just trying to keep a hold here with a 21-point advantage over Mississinewa Valley. Pretty much you can imagine long possessions here for the Tigers.
I think right at this point I'd be saying, hey, we need to shoot layups.
Hey, 30, I mean, really they're out beyond the arc. It's Jackson center. You're just working around. It's Kloppenstein. Kloppenstein back to Heitkamp. Heitkamp looking on the inside. Looking to drive. Heitkamp through the contact. Counted and one for Lucas Heitkamp.
What a nice job of going to his left hand.
And if that's on Hamilton, that would be his fifth.
Yeah, I think they called it on Subert.
The A&M Pallet Company on Rangeline Road in Rushi began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986 with one large customer. Today, nearly four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 additional businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 70 miles away. A&M Pallet is pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. If you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on first shift Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. That's 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Free throw by Heitkamp's no good, and...
He made the free throw. And then
make the free throw, my bad.
So 55-31, 5:04.
You saw Dane Reese hobble back to the bench there a little bit. He was coming
I don't think he's 100%, that's for sure.
I think with the way the depth of the Tigers is now, they afford to kind of rest him down with this 24-point advantage. We're just under 5 minutes to go. As Jackson are looking like they'll have a rubber match with the Botkins Trojans here on Saturday for the district championship. King Scott with it out front. Scott on the foul line extended. Yep, shot up in the air, no good. Rebound goes down to Reed Flatfoot. Oh, Lucas Heitkamp out up front. Tries to thread the needle to Sayre on the inside. He thought he was going to cut, but it's a kick ball violation. Kicked in, Lucas Heitkamp going to the basket, through the contact, no good, but Carter Kloppenstein is right there to clean it up.
Carter's having a heck of a game.
He sure is. He's got 10 points. That's four different Tigers in double figures. As Reed Flatfoot pulls down the board off the missed shot attempt. Here comes Heitkamp in transition. Shot's no good. And here come the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks off and running. It's King Scott down the middle of the lane. His shot's good. And we got a timeout here by Jackson Center. We'll take it with them, 57-33. Jackson Center over Mississinewa here on scorespodcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north
northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And back here on scoresbroadcast.com, 57-33, our score here. Jackson Center ahead of Mississinewa Valley, and shot by Heitkamp's off the mark. No good. Davis takes the shot. No good. Here comes King Scott up ahead of the pack. He drives to the basket, and he is fouled. And he'll go to the line for two. Like we said, this is a young Blackhawk team. And they fought valiantly there for a good part of the first half, just overwhelmed in the third quarter by this more veteran Tiger squad. He said two freshmen and a sophomore. Just to even finish 500 is a pretty good year for first-year head coach Jeff Vaughn.
With this youth, heck yes it is.
Scott at the line, two for two.
This kid, again, is going to be a heck of a basketball player.
This flat foot threads the needle on the inside to Kloffenstein, misses the easy wide open bunny, but cleans it right back up.
Kind of an Angel Reese stat pattern right there.
Dozen points now for Carter Kloffenstein, who has been magnificent tonight. They will need that type of performance from him on Saturday. And ball poked out by the Tigers, and you'll see Ethan Groh come in the lineup, the lone senior on this roster for Jeff Vaughn's squad, as you see Hamilton head out. But what a magnificent freshman that he is for the Blackhawks. Scott in the corner. Here's up over to Jackson Dean Blossom. In the corner, Caden Haynes, the three. It's short. Rebound down to Lucas Heitkamp. Up ahead, it's Carter Kloffenstein. Gets it over to Sayre, and Sayre scores, and the Jackson Center Tigers have crossed the 60-point threshold. Scott out front, takes the jumper. Tough mark, no good, and you're starting to see Coach Aaron Kloffenstein empty his bench here.
Yeah, you don't want to see any kind of an injury here when the game's over.
All the substitutions here. In here, Ian Stengel in for Jackson. And three, Zachary Wisewell and Anderson Fark in the lineup. Tristan Woolley and Wyatt Wentz all in.
It's turning into a JV game here.
Some substitutions for Mississinewa as well. Nick Ward in the lineup. Ty Hauser in the lineup as well. Shot off the mark, rebound down to Nick Ward. It's good. You get some of these guys some playing time here, too. You know, they work their butts off, you know, some extra time.
Absolutely.
Some extra time, you know, after the, you know, the season. You know, a lot of them are used as, quote, practice dumps. I've been there before. It's nice to get a little bit of the time, even if it's what some people would call maybe some garbage time at the end of the game.
Yeah, but you get out here, you're on the pickle floor, you're playing in a district semifinal or whatever they call this now.
As first three throws off the mark. And coming in the lineup is Carson Hamilton. That's going off the floor is Cole McLaughlin, one of those other freshmen here for Coach Jeff Vaughn. And we talked about the youth of this team, how unfortunately for them ended a first round exit in the Division 7 tournament, but might not see as many of those in the future as Caden Haynes is off the floor. Fark on the right side. It's over to Stengel, back to Woolley. Back in the corner, it is Zachary Wisewell. Yep, it is number 15, Ian Stengel, driving. Three-pointer for Fark is good. Anderson Fark cracks the box score. 64-36 now. Jackson Center ahead. As they have earned that date now with the Bakken's Trojan Saturday. Just too much this second half has been the Jackson Center Tigers for Mississinawa. Three-pointer here. Off the mark there for Ashton Amspaugh. From Stengel back to Fark, who just hit that three a moment ago. Fark back over to Stengel. Wants to drive, and as Chuck mentioned earlier, a lot of former JV players earlier in the season, just getting some extra time here. Here comes Woolley. Tristan Woolley kisses it off the back of the iron, and the Jackson Center fans going crazy for that one.
You like to see the kids that don't play much score.
Foul underneath here. And dreaming of owning your own home here in Ohio with F&M's Ohio Home Buyers Plus Savings Account. That dream is a lot closer than you think. Save money at an incredible 7.5% interest rate designed to help hardworking Ohioans. The F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever. Visit your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply. As looks like the free throws there were split there by senior Nick Ward. I did fail to mention that, too, that Nick Ward is a senior. So, cool thing for him. This is going to be his last game here, and he gets a bucket there.
About a free throw, yep.
It's always tough. You know, only one team, only seven teams now can win that last game. So, obviously, this is also the con part of the end of the year. You get to know some of these players, and then you have to kind of say goodbye to them.
Right.
After the end of the year, as the shot is off the mark. Here's Stengel's shot's no good. It's getting kicked around. And it'll be Mississinawa Valley basketball. So Nick Ward and Ethan Groh, the two seniors, will mix it off for the final time in their Mississinawa Valley career. They'll finish their season at 11-12, just a shade below the 500 mark. Ward to the basket, shot no good. Woolley gets it. Time will run out. A 66-37 victory for the Jackson Center Tigers over the Mississinawa Valley Blackhawks. That sets up a district final rematch with the Bakken's Trojans. We'll step aside and come back with our postgame here next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, and the district finals awaits the Jackson Center Tigers, who are a 66-37 victor over the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks. Let's take a look at our post-game stats here, Chuck.
Well, just had a rebounding advantage of 35-16, 12-2 on the offensive boards. That'll get you beat. Individual scoring, Mississinewa Valley, King Scott had 13. That kid's going to be a ball player. And then Carson Hamilton. No, that's not. Is that the right one? No, Ben Hamilton. He had 10. I'm going to go with King Scott and Ben Hamilton as my Clancy's players of the game for the Blackhawks. On the other side, 15 for Heitkamp, 15 for Sayre, 13 for Platfoot, and 12 for Kloppenstein. You could almost give it to all four of them, but I'm going to go with Heitkamp and Sayre.
Well, and thanks to Clancy's on Walpock Avenue in Sydney for sponsoring our Stars of the Game. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers.
Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Wrapping things up here at Piqua High School, the Garbery Gymnasium, a 66-37 winner is the Mississinewa Valley, the Jackson Center Tigers over the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks here tonight. And the Jackson Center Tigers will advance to take on the Bakken Trojans here Saturday at noon in a district final. Winner of that will get to go on to the regional semifinal at Butler versus the winner of Franklin Row and Fort Laramie here. And coming up here on our schedule here tomorrow night, Chuck, you and Jack will be back here. Franklin Row versus Laramie here, and then back here Saturday morning to watch Jackson Center and Bakken's take each other on, and then hitting the road on 75 for the regional final between Mississinewa and Fort Laramie. And again, not to mention the Rushi boys play tomorrow night down in Milford in their district final. They win, they'll be in that regional semifinal at Butler, taking on a winner out of the Central District. And not to forget either the Anna girls taking on Minster tomorrow in the regional finals as well, down at Springfield High School, on Saturday at 2 o'clock, taking on the Minster Wildcats. So a lot of Shelby County basketball. You know, obviously we can't be everywhere. We won't be able to catch the Rushi boys or the Anna girls. So a lot of good basketball coming up, and it should be fun.
Yeah, just get to the state, and we'll be able to cover you again. So that's what they have to do. Now, Anna's girls have a tough one. They got Minster, who thumped them pretty good in the regular season.
Well, that'll do it for us here tonight from Piqua's Garbery Gymnasium for our color commentator and on-site engineer, Chuck McBee. My name is Brandon Cover. For the final time from Piqua's Garbery Gymnasium, Jackson Center defeats Mississinewa 66-37 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors: LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know.
Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47, the site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.